When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through you? Well, we're giving them to you. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Smiled on a moment undefiled by the care and woe that mortals know. We were dancing, and the music and lights were enhancing our desire. When the world caught on fire, she and I were dancing. Love lay in wait for us, twisted our fate for us. No one warned us, reason scorned us. Time stood still in that first strange thrill. Destiny knew of us, guided the two of us. How could we refuse to see that wrong seemed right on that lyrical enchanted night? Logic supplies no laws for it. Only one cause for it. We were dancing, and the gods must have found it enticing, for they smiled on a moment undefiled by the care and woe that mortals know. We were dancing, and the music and lights were enhancing our desire. When the world caught on fire, she and I would dancing. We were dancing, and the music and lights were enhancing our desire. When the world caught on fire, she and I would dancing. She and I were dancing.
Were you dancing to that terpsichorial rhapsody performed by Bobby Short? I nearly was here in the studio. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. And musical theater fans and theater fans should be dancing with joy, because today we're going to be celebrating a production opening at Guildhall in East Hampton on July 17th of three short Noel Coward plays called Tonight at 8:30, which are very, very rarely performed. Why, you may ask? Because they need consummate performers, and boy, has Guildhall assembled them. A terrific cast headed by none other than Blythe Danner and Simon Jones, and directed by the estimable Tony Walton. So I thought today we would look at Tonight at 8:30, which is a kind of mammoth complex piece, and just sort of have a gentle afternoon weaving in and out renditions by Noel Coward, as well as other performers who have tackled his work. Of course, Bobby Short tackled his work frequently in the cabaret scene. Well, let's go to the master himself, as he was called. Noel Coward performed in Las Vegas in the 1950s and completely set what he called Nescafe society on fire. And here is a brief medley of some of his material from Las Vegas, jazzed up a little bit for the 1950s, and you'll hear some of the songs that we're going to consider later in the program. So here is an introduction, as if he needs any, of Noel Coward.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Desert Inn has the honor to present to you, for the first time in an American cabaret, a man who within his own lifetime has become a legend. He is actor, singer, author, lyric writer, composer. Tonight he will sing for you a program of his own songs, old and new. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Noel Coward.
Whenever spring breaks through again, time may lie heavy between, but what has been is past forgetting. Dance, 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 little lady, youth is fleeting to the rhythm beating in your mind. Dance, 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 little lady, so obsessed with second best, no rest you'll ever find. Time and tide and trouble never, never wait. Let the cauldron bubble, justify your fate. Dance, 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 little lady, dance, 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 little lady, leave tomorrow behind. The life you lead sets all your nerves a-jangle. Your love affairs are in a hopeless tangle. Though you're a child, dear, your life's a wild typhoon. In lives of leisure, the craze for pleasure steadily grows. Cocktails and laughter, but what comes after, nobody knows. You're weaving love into a mad jazz pattern, ruled by pantaloons. Poor little rich girl, don't drop a stitch too soon. We'll be as happy and contented as birds upon a tree, high above the mountains and sea. We'll bill and we'll coo, and sorrow will never come. Oh, will it ever come to our room with a view? Someday I'll find you, moonlight behind you, through to the dream I am dreaming. As I draw near you, you'll smile a little smile. For a little while, we shall stand hand in hand. I'll follow my secret heart my whole life through. I'll keep all my dreams apart till one comes true. No matter what price is paid, what stars may fade above, I'll follow my secret heart till I find love. For I believe that since my life began, the most I've had is just a talent to amuse. Hey ho, if love were all. Play, orchestra, play, play something light and sweet and gay. For we must have music, we must have music to drive our fears away. While our illusions swiftly fade for us, let's have an orchestra score. In the confusion the years have made for us, serenade for us just once more. Life needn't be grey, though it is changing day by day. Though a few old dreams may decay. Play orchestra, play orchestra, play orchestra, play.
That was Noel Coward live in Las Vegas, singing his songs as only he can. That last song is called Play Orchestra Play, and it's from one of the 9 plays that comprise Tonight at 8:30. We'll get back to that song. Well, you might say no one could perform Noel Coward as well as Noel Coward, but I think there have been some other pop artists who've given it the old college try, and one of my favorite performers, as you may know, is Carmen McRae. So here she is tackling If Love Were All.
I believe what I can, in crying when I must, in laughing when I choose. Hi-ho, if love were all, I should be lonely. I believe the more you love a man, the more you give your trust, the more you're bound to lose. Although when shadows fall, I think if only somebody splendid really needed me, someone affectionate and dear, cares would be ended if I knew that he wanted to have me near. But I believe that since my life began, the most I've had is just a talent to amuse. Hi-ho, if love were all. He wanted to have me near. But I believe that since my life began, the most I've had is just a talent to amuse. Hi-ho, if love were
Carmen McRae. We are celebrating tonight at 8:30 a rarely seen series of 9 plays by Noel Coward written in 1936, of which 3 will be performed by a spectacular cast at Guildhall in East Hampton from July 17th to August 3rd. Now, Noel Coward was so popular in the 1930s that he actually recorded whole chunks of these plays. We're going to hear him and the legendary Gertrude Lawrence do a small part of a scene and then 2 songs from one of those plays from tonight at 8:30 called Shadow Play. So listen very carefully and you'll get to hear Noel Coward and Gertrude Lawrence and 2 lovely songs.
It isn't that I want to make you unhappy, but you must admit we haven't been hitting it off particularly well during the last year. And surely if we're not comfortable together, the wisest thing is to separate.
I feel so sad about it inside. I wish I could make you understand. Everything was so lovely in the beginning.
Things never stay the same. You can't expect what was lovely then to be lovely now.
Why not? Why not? Then we were happy.
But, darling, you must see.
Here in the light of this unkind familiar now, every gesture is clear and cold for us. Even yesterday's growing old for us. Everything's changed somehow. If some forgotten lover's vow could wake a memory in my heart again, perhaps the joy that we knew would start again. Can't we reclaim an hour or so? The past is not so long ago.
Then love was complete for us. Then the days were sweet for us. Life rose to its feet for us and stepped aside before our pride. Ah, then we knew the best of it. Then our hearts
hurry. We're going back.
I'm not sure that I want to. I'm not at all sure. Maybe it won't be as lovely as I thought it was.
Don't be a fool. Grab it while you can. Grab every scrap of happiness while you can. Quickly, quickly, we're going back.
Play. Go on playing. We must have music.
Listen to the strain it plays once more for us. There it is again, the past in store for us. Wake in memory some forgotten song to break the rhythm driving us along. And make harmony again, the last encore for us. Play, orchestra, play. Play something sweet and light and gay. For we must have music, we must have music to drive our fears away. While our illusions slip, if they for us, let's have an orchestra score. In the confusions the years have made for us, serenade for us just once more. Life needn't be gray, though it is changing day by day. Though a few old dreams may decay, play, orchestra, play. Life needn't be gray, though it is changing day by day. Though a few old dreams may decay, play, orchestra, play, orchestra, play.
That, of course, was Noel Coward and Gertrude Lawrence singing from Shadow Play, one of the nine plays that make up tonight at 8:30. The Guildhall production is going to be doing a different three, Fumed Oak, Hands Across the Sea, and Red Peppers, which we'll hear from later. Coward and Gertrude Lawrence came off a huge success, of course, in 1930, of Private Lives, where the song they sang to each other was Someday I'll Find You. And if you troll around the NPR dial, and certainly the WPPB dial, you can hear Marilyn McPartland in Piano Jazz, one of the great, great radio shows, which has certainly inspired me. So here is Marilyn McPartland to play Noel Coward's Someday I'll Find You. Thank you.
bewitched girl. You're a bewitched girl. You better beware. Better beware. Laughing at danger. Virtue a stranger. Better take care. Better take care. The life you lead sets all your nerves a jangle. Your love affairs are in a hopeless tangle. Though you're a child, dear, your life's a wild typhoon. In life of leisure, the craze for pleasure steadily grows, steadily grows. Cocktails and laughter, but what comes after, nobody knows, nobody knows. You're weaving love into a mad jazz pattern, ruled by pantaloons. Oh, little rich girl, don't drop a stitch too soon. To a mad jazz pattern, ruled by pantaloons. Oh, little rich girl, don't drop a stitch too soon.
That was Tony Bennett with the Count Basie Orchestra, singing Poor Little Rich Girl, written by Noel Coward, who we're celebrating today. I think that may be his only rendition of a Coward song. Well, we're looking at some of the small, short, wonderful, masterful plays written by Noel Coward that comprise Tonight at 8:30, being done at Guildhall, July 17th through August 3rd. And here is another recording from Shadow Play, one of those pieces by performed by Noel Coward and Gertrude Lawrence. It's a strange play. It's almost Pinterest. It goes back and forth in time. But you will see them, hear them sing on this recording one of Noel Coward's loveliest songs, You Were There.
Are you engaged for this dance?
I was. But I'll cut it if you'll promise to love me always, never let anything or anybody come between us, ever.
But of course, that's understood. I saw you in the ballroom. I wondered who you were.
My name's Victoria, Victoria Marden.
Mine's Simon Gayfall.
How do you do?
Quite well, thank you.
I suppose you came down from London for the dance?
I'm staying with the Bursbys.
What do you do?
I'm in a bank.
High up in a bank? Or just sitting in a little cage, totting up things?
Quite high up, really. It's a very good bank.
I'm so glad.
How lovely you are.
No, 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 that came later. You're skipping.
I'm so sorry.
You're nice and thin. Your eyes are funny. You move easily. I'm afraid you're terribly attractive.
You never said that.
No, but I thought it.
Stick to the script.
Small talk. A lot of small talk with other thoughts going on behind. This garden's really lovely. Are you good at gardens?
Not very, but I'm persevering. I'm all right on the more straightforward blooms, like snapdragon and cornflower and tobacco plant, and I can tell a Dorothy Perkins a mile off.
That hedge over there is called Cupressus macrocarpa.
Do you swear it?
It grows terribly quickly, but they do say it gets a little thin underneath in about 20 years.
How beastly of them to say that. It's slander.
Did you know about valerian smelling of cats?
You're showing off again.
It's true.
I can go one better than that. Lotuses smell of pineapple.
Oh, dear. Everything smells of something else. It's dreadfully confusing.
Never mind, darling. I love you desperately. I knew it the first second I saw you.
No, no, no. You're skipping again.
Was it in the real world, or was it in a dream? Was it just a note in some eternal theme? Was it accidental or accurately planned? How could I hesitate, knowing that my fate led me by the hand? You were there. I saw you and my heart stopped beating. You were there. And in that first enchanted meeting, life changed its tune. The stars, the moon came near to me. Dreams that I dreamed like magic seemed to be clear to me, dear to me. You were there. Your eyes looked into mine and faltered everywhere. The color of the whole world altered, false became true. My universe tumbled into, the earth became heaven, for you were there.
You were there. I saw you and my heart stopped beating. You were there. And in that first enchanted meeting, life changed its tune. The stars, the moon came near to me. Dreams that I dreamed like magic seemed to be clear to me, dear to me. You were there. Your eyes looked into mine and altered everywhere. The color of the whole world altered, false became true. My universe tumbled into, the earth became heaven for you.
Thank you.
That was the masterful Dick Hyman at the piano playing Play Orchestra Play, a song from one of the short plays that make up Tonight at 8:30 by Noel Coward. So, musical theater lovers and theater lovers, you have quite a treat in store for you. July 17th through August 3rd at Guildhall in East Hampton, Blythe Danner and Simon Jones are performing three of the nine rarely seen Noel Coward plays that comprise Tonight at 8:30. You can get tickets by going on to the web at guildhall.org or 631-324-4050. So let us turn our attention to whet your appetites to another Noel Coward song from one of the plays Tonight at 8:30. Here is Noel Coward singing, I guess you would say, the title number to the short play, We Were Dancing.
I only know that when we were dancing, an enchantment swept over me. An enchantment that I've never known before and shall never know again. Oh, it's obvious that to you our behavior must look cheap, childish, idiotic, anything you like. But it's true, this magic that's happened. It's so true that all ordinary ways of behavior look shabby and unreal beside it. My heart's thumping. I'm trembling like a fool. And even now when I'm trying so hard, so desperately hard, to explain to you calmly and reasonably, I daren't look at her. If I did, my eyes would brim over with these foolish tears, and I should cry like a child. If you can imagine my embarrassment when you politely ask me to explain, man to man, I cannot help but feel conventional apologies are all in vain. You must see, we've stepped into a dream that set us free. Don't think we planned it. Please understand it. We were dancing, and the gods must have found it entrancing, for they smiled on a moment undefiled by the care and woe that mortals know. We were dancing, and the music and lights were enhancing our desire when the world caught on fire. She and I were dancing. Love lay in wait for us, twisted our fate for us. No one warned us, reason scorned us. Time stood still in that first sweet thrill. Destiny knew of us, guided the two of us. How could we refuse to see that wrong seemed right on that lyrical enchanted night? Logic supplies no laws for it, only one calls for it. We were dancing, and the gods must have found it entrancing, for they smiled on a moment undefiled by the care and woe that mortals know. We were dancing, and the music and lights were enhancing our desire when the world caught on fire. She and I were dancing.
It's pretty funny, but I'm mad about the boy. He has a gay appeal that makes me feel there's maybe something sad about the boy. Walking down the streets, his eyes look out at me from people that I meet. I can't believe it's true, but when I'm blue in some strange way, I'm glad about the boy. I'm hardly sentimental. So sublime. I have to pay my rental, and I can't afford to waste much time. If I could employ a little magic that would finally destroy this dream that pains me and enchains me, but I can't, 'cause I'm mad about the boy. A schoolgirl in the flurry of her first affair. Will it ever cloy, this odd diversity of misery and joy, this dream that pains me and enchains me, but I can't, because I'm mad about the boy, mad about the boy, mad about the boy.
That was Lena Horne, beautiful rendition of a song by Noel Coward. And of course, we're mad about Noel Coward. Certainly I am. And if you are as well, you can see Blythe Danner and Simon Jones perform tonight at 8:30 at Guild Hall. And here is actually a song from one of the one acts they are doing called Red Peppers, in which Noel Coward and Gertrude Lawrence, from this original recording from 1936, play a sort of down-and-out vaudeville team. Well, that may be a little strong. Let's say a B-level vaudeville team in England traipsing around the provinces with their act, which is a little leaky. So, with Has Anyone Seen Our Ship? Is Noel Coward and Gertrude Lawrence from tonight at 8:30.
Ladies and gentlemen, with your very kind indulgence, my wife and myself will present to you our famous nautical extravaganza. Thank you, Bert. That's right.
What's to be done with a drunken sailor, so the saying goes. We're not tied for an end to bribery, Scott, I don't suppose. We lost our way and we lost our pay, and to make the thing complete, we've been and gone and lost the blooming fleet. Has anybody seen our ship, the HMS Peculiar? We've been on shore for a month or more.
When we see the captain, we should get what for?
Heave ho, my hearties, sing glory, hallelujah. A lady bold as she could be, pinched our whistles at the golden key. Now we're in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Has anybody seen our ship, man?
Oh, la, 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 la. Shut up, shut up, shut up.
Yeah, Jack, what? Who was that lady I saw you walking down the street with the other day?
That was no lady, that was my wife.
Wait for it.
Better to come, better to come. Yeah, why did you leave school?
Why did I leave school, Jack?
Yeah.
Appendicitis.
What do you mean, appendicitis?
Couldn't spell it.
Oh, dear. Oh, isn't that pretty arc? It'll never get well if you pick it.
No.
That'll go better second house. Yeah.
Here, Jack, where what? Was you last night?
Where was I last night?
Where was you last night?
Cemetery.
Oh, Tommy, anybody did?
All of them.
Hey! That's a place for a minute, a place for yeah. A minute.
I got a little riddle to ask you.
You got a little riddle to ask me, Jack?
Why is getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning like a pig's tail?
I don't know, Jack. Why is getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning like a pig's tail?
Twirly. Oh, dear. Now. What's two?
Yeah, Jack. What? I've been very worried about you lately.
Pourquoi, French?
I heard you had adenoids.
You heard I had adenoids?
I heard you had adenoids.
I don't speak of it.
Why not?
Adenoids me. Oh, what's to be done with the girls on shore who lead our tars astray? What's to be done with the drinks galore that make them pass away?
We got wet ears from our first 5 beers. After that we lost control. And now we find we're up the blinking pole. Has anybody seen our ship? The HMS Disgusting.
We've three guns aft and another one fore, and they promise us a funnel for the next world war. Heave ho, my hearties, the quarter deck needs dusting. We had a binge last Christmas year, a nice plum pudding and a round of beer. But the captain pulled his cracker and we cried, oh dear, has anybody seen our ship? Has anybody seen our ship? The HMS suggested. She sailed away across the bay, and we haven't had a smell of her since New Year's Day. Heave ho, my hearties, we're getting rather restive. We pulled our money, spent the lot. The world forgetting by the world forgot. Now we haven't got a penny for the you know what. Has anybody seen our, anybody seen our, anybody seen our ship?
Now then.
Now then what?
Now then what?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you don't
no,
you?
No, I don't, so shut up.
I suppose you don't know you mucked up the exit.
It wasn't my fault.
Whose fault was it then, Mussolini's?
Oh, funny, hey?
Well, I suppose you didn't drop your prop, did you? And having dropped it, you didn't have to go back for it, did you? Leaving me to prance off all by myself. Who do you think you are, Rebler?
Never mind about that. The exit was too quick.
Same as what it's always been.
It's too quick, I tell you. It's been too quick the whole week. The whole number's too quick.
Bert Bentley takes that number at exactly the same tempo as he's always done.
Oh, you and your Bert Bentley. Just because he stands your Welsh rabbit at the Queen's, you think he's God Almighty.
Bert Bentley's one of the finest conductors in the north of England, and don't you make any mistake about it.
Finest conductor, my foot. I suppose he thinks it's funny to see us leaping up and down the stage like a couple of greyhounds.
If you're a greyhound, I'm Fred Astaire.
Oh, you're Fred Astaire, all right. With a bit of pavlova thrown in. You're wonderful, you are. There isn't anything you can't do except behave yourself like a gentleman.
Oh, so you expect me to behave myself like a gentleman? That's a good way of coming from
you,
I will
say. Oh,
shut
up. You make me tired.
I make you tired. I suppose it was me mucked up the exit. I suppose it was me dropping me blasted telescope.
Now, look here. Look here, George Pepper.
Will you stop George Peppering me? Why can't you admit it when you're in the wrong? You mucked up the exit. Nobody else did. You did.
Well, what if I did? It was an accident. I didn't do it on purpose.
Lily. It doesn't matter how you did it or why you did it. You did it.
Oh, all right, I did it.
Well, don't do it again.
Boy, I can't wait to see Blythe Danner and Simon Jones tackle those parts at Guildhall and tonight at 8:30. Well, it's always exciting to me when a new generation of performers and musicians take on the work of Noel Coward, whose music and lyrics I adore so much. Here is one of our finest jazz pianists, Bill Charlap, working with Phil Woods to give us I'll See You Again. Thank you. What a transcendent rendition of I'll See You Again by Noel Coward, courtesy of one of our finest jazz pianists, Bill Charlap, accompanied by, among others, Peter Washington and Phil Woods. If you've listened to the show often, you know that it's a fairly frequent occasion that I'll throw in some Noel Coward. Last summer, courtesy of the Noel Coward Foundation, we were able to devote 2 separate hours to his work, and he's always been a particular beacon to me. I think his intelligence and his wit and the really honest poignancy of a lot of his lyrics still speak to us today. So I'm always thrilled when another generation of performers, musicians, actors, producers take on Noel Coward's work, and I couldn't be more happy that this summer at Guildhall in East Hampton, the inestimable John Drew Theater is going to produce a series of one-acts that are very, very rarely seen called Tonight at 8:30. They were done originally in 1936 in England by Gertrude Lawrence and Noel Coward. 9 short plays that were done in a kind of odd repertoire. You'd see 3 an evening. And then he brought them even more successfully to Broadway in 1937. And they're never really revived. And you go, oh, dear, they must be bottom drawer if they're never revived. And they're actually top drawer. And having sort of been a part of some conversations over the last few years, I can tell you the reason that they are not revived is not because of the quality of the work, which is tremendous, but because you really, really need gifted performers to lift it up into the air. And you really couldn't do better than the 2 who are holding down the fort with a very good supporting cast, including our own Andrew Botsford, over at Guildhall. That's Blythe Danner and Simon Jones. And I've had the privilege of seeing Simon Jones in several Noel Coward plays, and Blythe Danner in Blythe's spirit as well, aptly. So, a long-winded way of saying I suggest you hie thee hence to Guildhall between June 17th and August 3rd to see what Tony Walton has magically wrought on stage as director. And you can go via the web, www.guildhall.org, or call the box office at 631-324-4050 to see Tonight at 8:30. So I'm very grateful they are performing this, and it gave me another chance to look at Noel Coward and to play his music for you, and I hope I've cultivated in some way a new audience for his work as well. So we will sign off with one of his wittier songs. This is from his Noel Coward in New York album, which is actually the first album I ever owned as a 4-year-old. How precocious is that? And as much as we love show business, as much as we all like to think of ourselves as troopers and carrying on, there is something a little larger called life, which often beckons. And here is Noel Coward to take us out, wondering why must the show go on. Thank you. This is Larry Maslon for Broadway to Main Street on WPPB, and go see Tonight at 8:30.
The world for some years has been sodden with tears on behalf of the acting profession. Each star playing a part seems to expect a purple heart. It's unorthodox to be born in a box, but it needn't become an obsession. Let's hope we have no worse to plague us than 2 shows a night in Las Vegas. When I think of physicians and mathematicians who don't earn a quarter the dough, when I look at the faces of people in maces, there's one thing I'm burning to know. Why must the show go on? It can't be all that indispensable. To me, it really isn't sensible on the whole to play a leading role when fighting those tears you can't control. Why kick up your legs when draining the dregs of sorrow's bitter cup? Because you have read some idiot has said the curtain must stay up. I'd like to know why a star takes bows, having just returned from burying her spouse. Brave boop-a-doopers, go home and dry your tears. Gallant old troopers, you've bored us all for years. And if you're so blue, wet through and thoroughly woe begone, why must the show go on? Oh, mammy, why must the show go on?
We're asked to condole with each tremulous soul who steps out to be loudly applauded. Stars on opening nights weep when they see their names in lights. Though people who act as a matter of fact are financially amply rewarded, it seems when pursuing their calling, their suffering's simply appalling. But butchers and bakers and candlestick makers get little applause for their pains. When I think of miners and waiters in diners, the query forever remains. Why must the show go on? The rule is surely not immutable. It might be wiser and more suitable just to close. If you are in the throes of personal grief and private woes, why stifle a sob when doing your job, when, if you'd use your head, you'd go out and grab a comfortable cab and go right home to bed, because you're not giving us much fun. This laugh, clown, laugh routine's been overdone. Hats off to show folks for smiling when they're blue, but more Camille Faux folks are sick of smiling through. And if you're out cold, too old, and most of your teeth have gone, why must the show go on? I sometimes wonder, why must the show go on? Why must the show go on? Now, why not announce the closing night of it? The public seem to hate the sight of it, dear, and so why you should undergo this terrible strain, we'll never know. We know that you're sad. We know that you've had a lot of storm and strife. But is it quite fair to ask us to share your dreary private life? We know you're trapped in a gilded cage, but for heaven's sake, relax and be your age. Stop being gallant and don't be such a bore. Pack up your talent, there's always plenty more. And if you lose hope, take dope and lock yourself in the john. Why must the show go on? I'm merely asking, why must the show go on?
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.